today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
A winning attitude. The morning comes quickly and is birthed in the dawn of a new day. With a new day comes new challenges, new decisions, new opportunities, new ideas, and new experiences. Some of these things you will encounter today will seem overwhelming. You might think to yourself, I don't know what is going to happen today. God has taken the time to bless us bountifully. He has shown us the things that He has given to us in the Spirit, and we must put our faith in action to receive them. He has given us life, healing, wealth, good health, wisdom, jobs, peace of mind, and so much more. It's yours today. In Numbers chapter 13, verse 1, these words are recorded. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Send men to spy out the land which I am giving to the children of Israel. From each tribe of their fathers you shall send a man, every one a leader amongst them. He has commanded you and I to take possession of what He has given to us, but for some reason many of us have not acted on what God has said. 12 men were sent to spy out the land God had gave to Israel. 12 went to view the land, but only 2 saw the opportunity God had set before them. Only 2 had the winning attitude. In Numbers chapter 13, verses 27 through 30, Caleb and Joshua had a good report from Moses, the servant of the Lord, their appointed leader, while 10 brought back a negative report, saying, And they said to him, We went to the land where you sent us. It truly flows with milk and honey, and this is its fruit. Nevertheless, the people who dwell in the land are strong. The cities are fortified and very large. Moreover, we saw the descendants of Anak there. The 10 spies saw the people who occupied the land. They saw its large fruit and began to doubt what God had said. But Caleb and Joshua had a winning attitude, and Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, Let's go up at once and take possession, for we are well able to overcome it. Today, no matter what you see, no matter what you feel, hear, or experience, since God gave it to you, no one will be able to stand in your way. The winning attitude will enable you to confront the enemy head on. The winning attitude will enable you to put your trust in the Lord and not what you see. The winning attitude will cause you to take possession of everything God says is yours. What is it that God has shared with you? It's yours, and you have not taken possession of it. Stop waiting. Stop gazing at all the reasons, the obstacles, the situations, and people in your way, and focus on moving forward with the winning attitude. Be encouraged today. Just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.